Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and how is it going? This is your host, Coach Terrence Wood, in the BYGP locker room, and it has been a while, ladies and gentlemen. So glad to be back in the locker room with you guys. There's a lot going on, obviously, in the football industry, but there's a lot going on within our company as well, and just happy to be back with our tribe, happy to be back with our group of young, aspiring football players, parents and coaches who want to get after it. So for those who don't know, Before You Go Pro is a company that sole mission is to help young aspiring football players become more than just athletes. We want to make sure that they're able to transition out of the game and really leverage the game for future success in life. So tonight's episode is right in line, you guys, with our premise, right in line with what we practice and preach with Before You Go Pro. We have brought on some of our most amazing parents. These people are just diehard parents. You know, they go all out. They take the extra step for their kids. There's no mistake about it. There's no mystery why their young football players, their young babies have made it to the points and to the levels that they have made it to. Many of these parents actually on the line, now that I'm looking at it, have multiple kids that have received scholarship offers, college level. So, you know, I don't know if it's something in the cooking with the moms or if it is just something that the dads are preaching, but they have a system in place that's working and their kids are getting scholarship money. So I couldn't have thought of a better group to bring in front of our audience. I know we have many parents listening in tonight, and hopefully you guys receive tremendous value from tonight's show. The first parent that I want to introduce is actually a dear friend of mine, a team member, and his name is Rogestriman Ferris. He is with his lovely wife, and their son plays in the Mountain West Conference for the University of Hawaii. Ro and Lisa, can you guys hear us tonight?
Yes, sir. Hear you loud and clear.
Great, great. So, hey, I know you guys are down in Florida, so different time zone than us here on the West Coast, and appreciate you guys staying up late with us tonight, and really appreciate your time. I want to get started with you guys because we have a long-standing relationship, and it was ironic, the timing between you guys joining Before You Go Pro and Rogestriman's junior signing day. When you guys were getting closer to signing day, did you guys have any apprehensions? Did you guys feel nervous about the decision that he was making to go to the University of Hawaii, considering the fact that he would be so far away from home?
Yeah, we were nervous about it a little bit, but our biggest thing was we wanted Ro to make the decision.
Yeah, what actually happened in this particular instance is that we stepped in the game a little late as far as Before You Go Pro came in, and we're so thankful for being able to find you and let you do the magic that Before You Go Pro does. We had one particular offer that was on the table, and it actually was the only offer in which that we had. The Hawaii offer came at the very last minute. It actually came on the day of signing while he was signing the papers for another school. So that was an exciting time for where we didn't have a choice as compared to now having a choice. And, again, you know, we left that up to our son. And I just explained to him, when I left, when I went to school, I was 1,400 miles away. Well, you're going to be further than that, but, you know, you can handle it. We got you. We support you.
And he's done an amazing job. And for the listeners, these are the parents of Rogestimen Ferris Jr. He is a star all-conference cornerback at the University of Hawaii and is going to be a senior next year with some big aspirations. So fabulous job, you guys. I want to go next to Stephanie Cooks and Adrian Cooks. These are the parents of Elijah Cooks, star wide receiver for the University of Nevada, Reno. So proud of Elijah. You guys have had a daughter that actually played Division I basketball, and I know that it's a different sport. Were you guys able to have a step up, you think, on other high school parents because you had been through the process before?
Well, I think, yes and no. I think we understood the process, but I think each kid had to kind of create their own path. Us as parents, we just supported them, put them in a position to be successful. Gave them exposure. You know, we don't live in an area which has a whole lot of exposure. You know, we live in a small community, in the middle of the coast. It's more of a surfer beach town than it is more of a football community. So, you know, we had to get our kid out there. You know, we had to expose them to the big show. It made him very comfortable. So when he came back home to small town kind of California, he got an opportunity. They both got the opportunity to really show their talents. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Being able to play, train with some of the best and work out with some of the best and then come back and play with your some of your peers who don't have that opportunity. I think that's been the edge we've had. And that's why we have two out of our three kids that got full ride scholarships.
Which took a big commitment on our end to driving to LA three times a week or wherever it was.
Tournaments in Chicago. I mean, we went everywhere. Yeah, we went everywhere.
But it paid off.
Yeah.
100%.
No, I'm glad you guys brought that up because it definitely is a family commitment and something that we'll illustrate a little bit more. And hopefully you families that are listening, you really get a sense of the type of commitment that the families we have on the line have put in. So thank you guys so much for bringing that up. I want to move on next to Christopher Lee. Chris is the parent of Donovan Lee, who just finished his senior year at the University of Colorado, and then also Diamond Lee, who has, I believe, another 2 years at UCLA. So premier universities, Chris, that you have been able to get your two fine young boys to. As far as the parents listening, what would you say is maybe something that they definitely should do if they're in high school, they already know that their kid has the potential to maybe get a college scholarship, and that's their son's aspiration? What are maybe a couple things that you definitely think they should have on their radar? Hey, Chris, can you still hear us? We may have lost Chris right there, so hopefully we can patch him.
I'm sorry.
We got Chris right there at the end, but hopefully we can get him back here soon. I'll bounce it back to you, Ro and Lisa. As far as a young family, maybe a father, maybe a single mother that happens to be in L.A. or Texas or something, and she knows her son has the potential to get some college scholarship money, and is just wondering what are a couple of the steps she should definitely take. What are some things that are on your mind?
research being one, what's around you, what's going on? You know, we look for to start out with just Little League football, what's happening, and to be a part of those communities. I know my wife joined in on the Facebook community where they talk football, you know, and you get the little tidbits of people that have done something and people that want to do something. Not everything is necessarily going to come through you. I mean, I had the pleasure of being an athletic director here in Broward County, and that gave me some insight on, you know, what's going on, how the recruiting was happening, where the camps were. What the coaches were talking about, meeting the college recruiters that would come in and being able to ask, you know, a few questions and different seminars that came about. You really want to get as much information as you can, because the more information you have, the better decisions in which that you can make.
Fabulous advice. And I see that we have Chris back with us. Once again, Chris is the father of Diamond Lee, wide receiver at UCLA, great young man, bright young man. And then also Donovan Lee, just finished up at CU, amazingly talented, has his degree from CU as well. Chris, I know we broke up there before, but I want to ask you this question. This is a great question for you and our listeners. Obviously, football is a business at the level that your sons are playing at. But as a parent, when was the first time that you really realized that it was a business?
To be honest, it wasn't until Diamond was at UCLA, and you know, he had received an offer because he had played football in high school, obviously, and played quarterback and receiver. You know, because of the fact that he had gotten a lot of receiver offers and didn't get a lot of looks at quarterback, you know, he was brought on to UCLA, and at the time, you know, the coach was you know, they had a coach that's not there now, and what happened was the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach who had recruited Diamond. You know, they ended up leaving for Texas A&M, and then they brought in another quarterback, receiver, you know, OC, so he was still in the quarterback room. He was there with Josh Rosen during that time, and then you know, when the fire kind of got under the feet of the head coach, he had to bring in a whole other staff, and you know, that spring when he was heading into the quarterback room, the new coordinators already had their minds made up about other guys that they wanted, and without any warning, he was sent to the receiver room. And so, you know, it was just kind of an indication that you know, you're kind of at the disposal of the program, and you know, once they give you a scholarship offer, it was very clear to me that they could do whatever they chose to do. And you know, that was kind of an eye opener, you know, and that he had to just shift gears and train, you know, at a different position. But, you know, fortunately he's done really well and was in the starting rotation last year, and we're looking forward to seeing him continue to excel.
Definitely, and thank you for sharing that with us. And hopefully you parents and some of you athletes listening are really getting a sense of the honesty and sincerity that these parents are talking to you with, because you're getting key exclusive information. Like Chris said, you know, once your son gets a scholarship, to a certain extent, there's an employee-owner type dynamic there, where if they say jump, you got to say how high, because they're paying for your academic tuition, and that's through your athletic prowess. I want to go to Stephanie and Adrian. Once again, these are the parents of Elijah Cooks, wide receiver at the University of Nevada, Reno. You guys, talk to me a little bit, and maybe Adrian, you can start off with this. about handling emotions of your son throughout their career, because sometimes they're doing great and their ego gets a little big and you might have to bring it down a little bit. And then other times, you know, they may need to be picked because they don't know if they're as good as they really are. So can you guys maybe speak to that?
You know, I appreciate you asking that question, Terrence. It's funny. I just had a conversation with Elijah about this. And, you know, the beauty of him going to college, you know, is, it's a transition. It's a transition period for him. And I asked him the other day, what kind of man do you want to be? You know, beyond football, what kind of man do you want to be? You know, I mean, you know, because eventually this is going to be over. And at the end of the day, you know, what is your legacy? What do you want to do? So, you know, I've been challenging with that a little bit. And I think I'm really starting to see a big this has been a huge year for him, Terrence. You'd be real proud of him, actually. He's really transitioned as a young man. You know, he's, so I think that's what it is. I think that's right now, I think he's just, we're emphasizing the fact that he's in college to grow. He's in college to learn how to speak up for himself and learn how to be confident. And he's doing that, but confidence with humility. You know, we talk about God a lot. You know, I think that's really big. And with the conversation that Elijah and I have, I end them every day with, make sure you give God, thank God. Thank God he's blessing you. So he's starting to get that. You know, he got a little girlfriend, too. I think she's a good kid. I'm not going to lie. I think she's getting him to slow down and think a little bit, too. So, you know, I guess that happens in college.
Definitely. yeah, that's a college thing. I actually met my wife
in college.
There you go. Steph, what are your opinions as far as just kind of maybe checking on your son from afar?
Well, we tend to go to Reno quite often, so.
Not too far.
We're not too far. But, sorry, I had to drink water. There's been times where he's been frustrated and down on himself. And he even talked about leaving at one point because he was so mad. But it was just his position coach was pushing pressure on him to be better, to be the best he could be. Not just hand it to him, but make him earn, because they see his strengths. But they, again, they don't want to make his head get too big to where he's just, you know, cocky. So always humility. And then there's days where he has a great day of practice and he has a great catch and he's really up, but there are the ups and downs because not every day is a great day of practice. So it's just kind of staying consistent and making sure that he keeps his eye on the prize and the goal, what he's working towards. And all I can do is, you know, be there, support him, give him guidance when he needs it. And
love him.
I love him.
Definitely. Yeah, no, that is great advice, you guys. Great.
Yeah.
Fabulous advice right there. And we've got roughly about 10 minutes left. We're in the BYGP locker room. I'm your host, Coach Terrence. Was so glad to be back with you guys and all the athletes and parents getting after it. We have a set of amazing BYGP parents, amazing kids. These are great families. So hopefully you guys are getting some fruit out of tonight's episode. I'll go back to you, Ro Jesterman and Lisa. I want to talk to you guys a little bit about the next level. Obviously, your son has the potential to maybe play at the next level, and his arrow's pointing in that direction. Is that a topic of conversation that you guys talk about a lot, or is that something that you kind of just let him figure out on his own? Is that something that you guys as a family feel like you have to get ready for here soon?
I mean, it's definitely something that we talk about with him. Our biggest thing with him is, you know, walking through the process, finishing out what he's meant to do there in Hawaii or whatever choices that he has. My thing I always say to Ro, and I've said to him even when he started, you know, the process of scholarships and getting to Hawaii, whatever God has for you is for you. We try not to put a lot of pressure on it. We want him to walk through his dream, take it all the way. But it's important for him to get that college, you know, degree. So we push that, but we're supportive of the next level, which is what he wants. We see it for him, so we do talk to him about it. We support him on every angle that he wants to take to make that happen for him.
Great feedback right there. Ro, what are your opinions as far as him being prepared for a possible professional opportunity?
Well, you know, many times parents, we always have on our rosy-colored glasses, as I've been told, when we look at our kids and when our kids are our young men. When it comes down to it, I like to try to take a different approach as well as, you know, are you ready? I'll ask them, are you ready? Is it truly what you want? And mostly what I do is because I haven't walked in those shoes. And I haven't done that. Again, as I mentioned earlier about having the right information. And before you go pro, I have the right people that are there for him to help mentor him and make sure that he's prepared for the way in which that he wants to go. And that's exactly where I leave it because, again, I didn't play. I didn't go to college on a full scholarship to play sports. And especially what we talked about earlier, the business of football, I leave that to the people that can handle it. And those are the people with before you go pro.
Definitely. And obviously, you being a team member was because you felt the urgency and the times that these young men are going through and just the passion and the effort that we put forth for our family. So I appreciate you saying that, Ro. We roughly have about 9 to 10 minutes, and I do not want to keep these families long. They're hardworking people, and probably I'm holding up somebody's dinner. So we have a question left for each of you guys. And I'll start with you, Chris. And once again, thank you so much for your time. This is the father of Donovan Lee, running back who just finished up at Colorado and is looking at some pro opportunity himself. And the father also of Diamond Lee, wide receiver at UCLA. I want to talk to you, Chris, about influences. Obviously, you know, Diamond's a little bit closer to you than Donovan is. Is there any way for a parent to manage the influences around his kid, or is it kind of just a crapshoot?
If you'll allow me, I'm going to kind of truncate, you know, and try to answer kind of the three different things that you asked me earlier. So let me start
Definitely.
With this. First of all, the first question that you asked me about the things to really focus on if once you start seeing they have that. So when they got to junior high is when I started seeing that they had an elevated talent level. So the first thing I started focusing on was academics. All right. So if your kid is interested and it looks like he's getting, you know, to the point where maybe he has the ability to play at the next level. The academics are the most important thing because it's going to open doors to more schools. So I'm really grateful that my kids were able to get access to schools like CU and UCLA because we really, really, really started focusing on academics and getting them into private schools and getting them in the top programs, which then, again, gave them more options in a smaller pool. And then beyond that, really focusing on the kind of trainers that will isolate the specific skill sets that they need in order to be successful in their particular positions. And, I would get with someone like Coach Wood. So that's the second question. I was really, you know, I caught off guard when you asked me the question. It was really when I met you, really when I found out about the business of football. It was kind of in my face when it happened with Diamond. But when we met you at the state championship, before Donovan went to see you, your exposing us to and letting us know about the business of football gave us a pathway that we began to follow. And in terms of networking, in terms of branding, you just all the things that beginning with the end in mind, what's the end destination, and starting from the beginning, thinking like that. And then in terms of influences, what I did for my sons is I actually put together a list of what I called a council of wise advisors. And the and Coach Wood, as you know, you were on that list, and I had nine other ones. And I knew that we reached a point where, you know, kids can get parent deaf, so it's like, Dad, we always expect you to say these things, right? So it's not like I stopped talking to them, but what I did is I backed away and gave them a list of individuals, you know, that they could actually call bounce their ideas against, you know, before they, you know, made decisions to help to shape and develop their thoughts as maturing young men in school.
Amazing, Chris. And I know that there is no mistake why those boys are succeeding at those prestigious universities. You have an incubator right there in your house on thinking, and those young men are going to be big-time people on the field and also off the field. So thank you so much for your time, Chris, and I'm sure the audience really appreciates it.
Most definitely. Thanks for having me on.
Definitely. So that is Chris Lee, once again, father of Donovan Lee, just finished up at CU, my alma mater, and has his degree, has pro potential, and then Diamond Lee, excuse me, at UCLA, who's a magnificent young man. Now we're going to go to the Cooks family and give you guys your last question of the night. Once again, thank you so much for your time tonight, Adrian and Stephanie. I wanted to ask you guys, as far as kids playing alternate sports other than football, this is a big topic right now in the high schools. The 7-on-7 is huge, and a lot of coaches are almost shunning kids who don't do the 7-on-7 and choose to do track or basketball. I know Elijah was a two-sport star at Atascadero. Do you guys still feel that if he was in high school now, you would let him play two sports, or do you feel differently?
No, absolutely. That you have to be diversify not only your body, because our athletes, they work so hard that if you're just focusing on one sport, then that's kind of makes more.
Well, because you're focusing on that one specific.
So when you're able to, like, I feel that his basketball career helped him in his wide receiver career. He was able to get, you know, jumping and getting up there. And it's just really, it's a good balance. You know, a lot of times these kids, they quit playing, you know, football season's over and then they fall off. They don't work out. They're not devoted to their sport. And then by the time spring comes around or summertime, they're out of shape. And what he did was year-round, he did club basketball year-round. He played 7-on-7. He played high school football and high school basketball. So it definitely kept him busy, and I wouldn't change a thing. All
well,
our kids played
And the big benefit of it all is he got a 40-inch vertical jump, and he's 6'5". So, and he's a point guard. So the beauty, you know, he's that's what's really benefiting him as a wide receiver is, You know, he knows how to move his body very well, and it's just paying off for him. It's really paying off big for him. He got a chance last year to play basketball and football at the University of Reno, Nevada, and you know we made it to the Sweet 16, and again that opportunity just it elevated him confidence wise. I mean, you know, to the point where it's important that we talk a lot about humility and God, you know, so. So I just think it's very important that you play two sports, no matter what it is, even as far whatever it is. I think it prevents burnouts. I think also the beauty of the biggest asset, in my opinion, of sports is the socialization part of it, and the teamwork and the camaraderie and that kind of warrior-like attitude, which I think is beautiful in life. And actually, all my kids kind of played two sports at the end of the day, you know. And, you know, even at some points, high school, whether it's high school basketball and soccer or softball and basketball or whatever. And I think it just benefited the benefits are endless. They're lifelong, you know. So that's my opinion. Yeah. In addition
that's amazing.
injury prevention is huge. You know, when you're one minute you're jumping, the next minute you're, you know, I mean, basketball and football, the body movement is so different. You know, I think when it comes down to, you know, now when you're on a football field and you're going up and catching a pass, you know how to go up and get a, it's just like a rebound. You know, move the body to the point where you're not going to get yourself as hurt as somebody who may not have that experience. So, anyways, that's just. I think
no, that's great feedback right there. And if anybody listening has ever seen Stephanie and Adrian's son play, you guys are in for a treat. And then obviously his basketball skills, you can tell on the football field, he's no match. Those DBs are no match for him in the Mountain West Conference. So expecting
really
great things from him.
Yeah, he's going to have a good season. Yeah, I'm really excited for him.
Expecting some big things. Definitely. So, hey, appreciate you guys so much for coming on, and I'll probably be seeing you at the spring game. So, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Brian. I appreciate it, man.
Definitely. We'll be talking. So, that is Stephanie Cooks and Adrian Cooks, you guys. Great family. And all of our BYGP families are so special. But that is a beautiful family right there. And then once again, great son. And he did. Last year, you guys, he played basketball and played football. And it was an amazing experience. So glad that they were able to give their advice tonight. And then we'll finish it off. Sorry to keep you guys so late because I know you guys are on the Southern time, Southeastern time, but I did want to save you guys for last. That is Lisa Ferris and Rogesterman Ferris. Once again, the parents of Rogesterman Jr. He is a star cornerback at the University of Hawaii, and he's about to be grabbing his degree as well. Can you guys just illustrate maybe a couple of things, go one by one, on what makes you the most proud about what your son has accomplished thus far?
One, I would say being recruited by Hawaii and accepting it and going there sight unseen and taking that adventure. That took some real courage, and to be so far away from home and to be able to make it these 4 years. Always some ups and downs, but I'm so proud of him being able to handle that.
I agree. I mean, his growth, and I said earlier, like, I wanted him to make the decision. When he talked to me about Hawaii, Think Mom, and I was like, I mean, it's a great opportunity, but I wanted it to be his choice. And when he made that choice, he stuck with that choice. Even with the ups and downs, you know, he still has found a way. Like, there have been times he's wanted to leave, too. He misses home a lot. But to see him just go from a young man to, you know, this true adult male that I see before me, is something to be very, very proud of. And it makes us feel really good that he's able to be so far away and do the things that he's done, you know.
Also, too,
amazing.
Would be to take the work ethic that he has and prove to be a leader on the team even before he was a senior or even before he was a junior. To do that was awesome, to have that done and to see his fellow teammates, you know, want to look up to him and him give them advice.
That is amazing, you guys, and obviously so proud of him. And not too many young men could have packed up and went so far away from home with no family or friends in that area and succeed in the manner in which he has. So that is a true testament to the upbringing. So, hey, thank you guys so much for coming on tonight. We appreciate it.
Coach, we appreciate you and all that you do.
Yes, thank you so much for everything that you do.
No problem at all. You guys make it easy when it's family as great as yours. And I know we got the young ones coming through the ranks too, Rose, so we'll have them ready.
Yes, sir.
All right. You guys have a great evening. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you. All right. So, hey, that is Lisa Ferris, Rogestimen Ferris. And once again, their son is kicking butt out at the University of Hawaii lockdown corner. He's going to start for 4 years. You know, and NFL teams are definitely scouting him out. So this is a big year for all of these athletes. And you guys are getting some exclusive advice, opinions, and knowledge. These parents, like I said, a lot of these parents have multiple kids that have gotten big-time college scholarships. So hopefully this is really bringing value to you guys tonight. And once again, that is amazing family right there. So that is the end of tonight's episode. Once again, the locker room show, we close the doors. We give the advice, the true, the trust, the knowledge, the real information that you can take a bite of and take it to the bank from people who have done it. So once again, hopefully this brings value to your journey. Check us out at www.beforeyougopro.com. This show is also recorded, so feel free to share with as many parents, coaches, athletes as you can. We have bootstrapped this thing. This is for us, by us, the true knowledge that you guys need to take your game to the next level. Also, we want to let you know, if you are a Northern California football player at the high school and junior college level, we are throwing an amazing college tour. This is our third annual college tour, this April 26th and 27th. That's a Friday and Saturday. We'll be going to 4 schools in 2 days, you guys. And there's entertainment, Dave and Buster's. You get a chance to meet these coaches, tour the athletic facilities. It will help out your Instagram and really get in place to receive that Division I scholarship that you're going after. Some of you guys, it may just spark you getting a scholarship at another level, Division II, Division III, NAIA. So it's great to get on these college campuses in the off season, and we take about 40 young men every year. This year we're going to San Jose State, UC Davis, Cal Berkeley, and then getting out of state to Nevada, Reno, and attending their spring game. So that's a great trip, you guys. So once again, I am Coach Terrence Wood, signing off for Before You Go Pro and the Before You Go Pro family. We will definitely see you at the top.